Avangrid Incorporated says storms are increasing in frequency and intensity, as it learned in Maine's October 2017 windstorm, which left hundreds of thousands of customers in the dark for days. Michael West, an Avangrid spokesman, says the company is responding with a 10-year program to improve the system's resiliency.
And so we've looked at our system and started to identify some patterns that we were seeing. And as a result of that, we started to do a deeper analysis to try to come up with a plan that would allow us to be more responsive to some of the unpredictable weather that we're getting in more frequent cycles.
As much as 80% of the damage in Maine, he says, was caused by contact between trees and electrical wires. And the new plan will aggressively pursue new methods to avert that contact. They include installation of new poles, insulating wires that might contact trees, and more tree trimming, both in and outside of the company's right-of-way.
Instead of continuing to rebuild the same infrastructure, how can we do things a bit differently? That's the reason you see this approach. So whether it be tree wire, whether it be circuits that need to be underground, whether it be shortening the length of circuits, and particularly in Maine and other areas, we should do that. And so that's part of what this whole plan includes.
One consumer watchdog says the plan looks pretty good.
I must say this is unprecedented for me to say something this favorable about CMP. I have never in my life been able to praise them this much.
Gordon Weil, a retired energy consultant, formerly served as the state's public advocate.
Probability of a line going out is greatly reduced by some of the suggestions they make. Putting in new poles makes sense. Insulated, supported wire, tree wire, makes a great deal of sense. And then the use of microgrids or batteries on circuits makes a huge amount of sense as well.
Avangrid says it will seek to recover some or all of the costs of the project from its customers, subject to approval by regulators in Maine and New York. It has yet to break down exact costs it expects in each state and whether it would invest in improving the automated metering system it has installed in Maine, a system the state's current public advocate says performed poorly in the October storm. Maine regulators continue to examine CMP and Emera's response to the October windstorm. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.